80 people live on the island of St. George. They're primarily Anungan, and many rely on ocean resources for subsistence. Mayor Patrick Pletnikoff says over the past 5 years, the community has noticed a significant decline in the population of fur seals and seabirds, and they need to take action now.
I mean, there is no need to extract everything in the Bering Sea or get it down to the point where animals such as seals and seabirds can't sustain themselves. You know, when you start seeing these kind of die-offs, you wonder if we might have allowed it to go too far without saying anything about it.
Pletnikoff says the first step is to raise money and hire experts who will help decipher research done in the area by government agencies like the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Marine Fisheries Service. Then the city will look at how best to safeguard the ocean resources. Right now, they're considering applying for federal marine sanctuary status. That would offer the area some level of protection.
It at least makes all stakeholders have a seat at the table. Everybody that has any interest in what we're thinking about doing is welcome to that table to sit down and discuss it with us.
The transparency of applying for marine sanctuary status appeals to Pletnikoff. Plus, he says it would protect the marine environment without automatically prohibiting fishing or reconstructing the island's port. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Sand Point.